हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके सो नाउ वी विल सी द स्टोरी ऑफ संत तुकाराम. या हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. ओके सो देयर वाज दिस पर्सन कॉल्ड पुंडलिका. व्हाट
पुंडलिका?
सो दिस पुंडलिका ही वाज ओनली 15 इयर्स ओल्ड. एंड हिज पेरेंट्स दे गॉट मैरिड टू अ गर्ल. दिस इज मेनी 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 इयर्स बिफोर, 28 युगास बिफोर. Means very very long time before. So at that time they used to marry at 15 years, 5 years, 7 years. Because if a girl is not married after 10 years, the father, he would commit suicide. Like that it was. Okay. Father would, because the girl had to be married. Anyway, that is not is of importance for us. So this Pundalika, he was married at the age of 15. He was 15 years old, he got married. And he had a beautiful wife. But what he would do, day and night, he would just look at his wife and sit there, that's all. He didn't do anything else. He was just looking at his wife like this. His father told, see, Lord Vishnu is the supreme personality of Godhead, so you should worship him. So, if his father would say like that, what Pundalika would say? You said Lord Vishnu's eyes are like lotus flowers, no? My wife's eyes are also like lotus flowers. So that is why I am going on seeing my wife. So then his father and mother thought, ye to, he is not going to improve. Anyway, they were continuing their bhajan. His Pundalika, even if he goes somewhere out, see what is the duty of a son? He should always take his, once he grows up, he should support his parents, isn't it? So he should take, when he goes out of session, he should say, he should take his parents also and go. When you are a child, your parents take you, isn't it? The same way, when you grow up, it is your duty to take your parents wherever you go. Not that I have to enjoy, so I will not take my parents with me. So, Pundalika, because he was just looking at his wife all the time. So, even to holy places, pilgrimages, what he would do? He would take only his wife and go. So, one day what happened? Like that, he went to one holy place. And in that holy place also, he was just looking at his wife. But after some time, he saw something very beautiful. What did he see? There was an ashram. There was an ashram of a muni. Of which muni? Kukuta muni. So in that ashram, there were three beautiful ladies, very beautiful ladies. They had hair so long, it was touching their knees. So long hair. Very beautiful ladies, they came and they started sweeping. The ashram was very clean, no dirt, nothing. But still, those ladies, they used their hair, which was so long. With that hair, they started sweeping the floor of the ashram. Now this Pundalika, he saw those ladies and they were so beautiful. Now he stopped seeing his wife. He went behind those ladies and he was looking like this at them. And then what happened? Hari Bol. He went and he started seeing those ladies. Then what happened? One lady was sweeping the floor. Then after some time he went and he touched her hair. His fingers burnt. His fingers burnt. So he said, who are you? You are so beautiful. And when I touch your hair, my fingers are burning. Who are you? You are not from this material world. So she said, I am Ganga. You know Ganga? Ganga Devi? She was Ganga. And he said, I am so sinful. How is it I am seeing you? So she said, what to do? Now everyone, all sinful people come and they take bath in me. So that is why, to purify myself, I am sweeping the floor of Kukuta Muni's ashram, who is a worshipper of Hayagriva. Hayagriva is one form of the Lord, one of his forms. Yeah. So Ganga Devi, yeah, very good. So Ganga, she said that because all sinful people are dipping in me, that is why I have to sweep the floor of Kukuta Muni's ashram to purify myself. Because he is the devotee of the Lord. So then he said, okay, you are Ganga. Who are those other two? So she said they are Saraswati and Yamuna. Yamuna in which the Lord Krishna had performed his pastimes. Both all the three devis, all the three devis, they were sweeping the ashram of Kukuta Muni to get purified. Just imagine, they are purifying the whole world. But they are getting purified by sweeping a devotee's ashram. So then, after they left, Kukuta Muni was there. So this Pundalika, he was he was getting advice from Kukuta Muni. Kukuta Muni said, "You are very fortunate because you are a sinner. You are a patita. And the Lord is more merciful to a sinner." So that is why he said, "You just take the name of Vittala, and in the name of Vittala, everything is there. Just take the name of Vittala and all your sins will be wiped off, will be vanished." So then Pundalika, he started telling, "Vittala, Vittala, 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 always. Vittala, 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 Vittala." Continuously he was taking the names of the Lord. Then what happened? He left his wife and he just was taking the names of Vittala, and he was walking, 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 walking. And he was around, the place where he was staying was some 100 kilometers from Pandharpur. He started walking, Vittala, 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 Vittala. He was just walking, walking, walking. Then what happened? Then this river Chandrabhaga came. That is the river, that is the place where Lord Panduranga resides, in Pandharpur. So he went there, he jumped in Chandrabhaga river. He was still Vittala, 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 Vittala. And he took the names of Vittala. Then he went inside the temple. He took the darshan of the Lord. Then he came back home and he started taking care of his parents very nicely. He thought, "Now my father is my guru." Because who is a guru? Who tells you about the Lord? Maybe your mother, your father, they are your first gurus. So always, if you want to be intelligent, what you should do? Every day, early morning and night, you should offer obeisances to your parents. And if you want to become more intelligent, what you should do? You should chant the names of the Lord every day. Every day, one round compulsory. Morning before going to school or coming after school, anytime, you should chant at least two rounds. It takes only 5 minutes, one round. Isn't it? You should make it compulsory. Now see what happens to Pundalika. He was chanting the names of the Lord. He came home and he was serving his father. Like how he was serving his father? He was massaging the feet of his father. He was massaging the feet of his father. He was taking care of his mother. He did, if his mother says, "Do this." "No, I don't have time." Not like that. He served them so nicely. One day what happened? Krishna was very happy with his service. Before that, I want to tell you one pastime in Dwaraka. One day Krishna was swinging in Dwaraka. You know swinging? You know swing? Jhula? Krishna was sitting nicely in the swing and he was singing so nicely. And he was smiling and he said, "Oh Radhe." And Rukmini came from there. Rukmini came from there. She said, why are you smiling? So then he said that because I am swinging with Srimati Radha, I am singing with Radha. Rukmini said, "What?" So then Krishna said, no, I am swinging with myself. So then Rukmini said, "No, you said something." So then Krishna said, no, I am smiling because I'm just swinging alone. I am swinging with myself. So then Rukmini got angry. She said, "I am not getting Krishna completely. I want to get Krishna completely." So what she did, "I'll go and do austerities. I'll do tapasya." Rukmini was the wife of Krishna. But still, she knew that Krishna is taking a name of some other woman. So then what did he do? What did she do? She went and she started doing austerities. What austerities? She stood on a brick. And she stood like this. Like this. She kept her hands on her hip and she was standing like this. And she only on the brick, she was standing and she was meditating on Krishna. Rukmini, she was meditating on Krishna. Then Krishna came and he took her and he went away. Now, Pundalika, he was serving his parents so nicely. So nicely, he was such an obedient child, obedient youth, you can say. What happened? Krishna was so pleased with him that he came to his house. He came to his house. He said, "Hey, Pundalika." Pundalika said, "Who is this?" "Hey, I am Krishna here." "Then you wait there, I am serving my father." At that time, he was massaging the feet of his father. And what did he say? I am doing service to my guru. Service to my guru is more important. So let me finish my service to my guru, then I will come outside. So he served his father very nicely, and then he came. By the time Krishna was tired, how long he can stand? So then what did Pundalika do? Here, take one brick. See, whenever a guest comes to your house, you should have the courtesy of at least giving him a place to sit. So what happened? He gave a brick. He said, you stand on this, Krishna. So what Krishna did? He stood on a brick. It is called wheat in Marathi. That is why the Lord who stood on the wheat is called Vitthala. Did you understand? The Lord who stands on a brick is called Vitthala. So Vitthala was standing on a brick. Just imagine the brick, how big it is. This big. He was standing on the brick with his two lotus feet. And still Pundalika was serving his parents. So what did Krishna do? He was also tired. So he did like this. He was standing like this. Who? Vitthala was also standing like this. Then after some time Rukmini came. So Krishna said, Pundalika, do you have one more brick for my wife? Then he said, yes, yes, he gave one more brick. And even Rukmini was standing like this. So then Vitthala and Krishna and Rukmini were standing on two bricks and waiting for the person to come. See, this is how Krishna waits for a devotee who sincerely takes the names of the Lord every day. Not taking one day, not taking another day, no. Every day, every minute he is to take the names of the Lord. Vitthala, 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 always. So because he was saying, what happened? Now Krishna was waiting outside for, everyone waits to see Krishna, but Krishna is waiting for a devotee, just imagine. Then Pundalika came outside, he offered his obeisances, he offered nice prayers, he offered everything for the Lord, he did a nice puja, and then the Lord blessed him. That anyone who comes to Pandharpur, if he is sincere, if he takes my names and if he dances in front of me, then I will personally instruct him. This was what Vitthala told. So immediately, now let us see about Tukaram. Tukaram, once he came to Pandharpur, he remembered this instruction Vitthoba had said. What did Vitthala say? That anyone who comes to
Pandharpur.
Yeah. I will personally instruct him. So if you go to Pandharpur, you should go and dance in front of Vitthala and sing his names loudly. Then he will come and instruct you. So then Tukaram, because he heard this message, he went and he fell at the feet of Panduranga. He fell at the lotus feet of Vitthala and he said, oh my Lord, please instruct me as you said. So immediately in his dream, he saw two beautiful figures. One was golden yellow in color, and the other person was wearing blue dhoti. They were Chaitanya and Nityananda. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda came, and the person Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Tukaram that you go everywhere and spread my holy name. Okay, so that was the instruction Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Tukaram. Now let us say, who is this Tukaram? Okay. In Maharashtra, there is a village called Dehu. That village resides on the banks of Indriyani River. Which river?
Indriyani.
Which village?
Dehu.
Yeah. Tukaram was only 5 years old. He was not mischievous like you people. He was such a great devotee. He was not mischievous like you. That is why Krishna never comes to you. Anyway, so this Tukaram, he was only 5 years old. What did he do? He went to school. So his teacher was teaching him something. But Tukaram, always, you know, he was attracted only to the names of Krishna. So whatever the teacher would say, he would hear only Hari Hari. Even writing, he would say Hari Hari. Now you don't do that. Hari Hari he was writing. So then, teacher said that you do one thing, you cannot study here, do one thing, you go and sit in the temple of Vitthala in the morning when you come for the school, at that time you go and sit in the temple of Vitthala, over there you sing the names of the Lord, when the school finishes you go home. Then Tukaram felt very happy, oh very good, I want to take the names of the Lord anyways. So then he always used to go, so he was going and sitting in the temple, and there one Brahmana he was going near the temple. He was singing Bajare Manasa Gopalam Hari Bajare Hari Bajare Hari Bajare, means sing the names of Hari. So immediately what Tukaram got that bhajan, and he started jumping Hari Bajare Hari Bajare very happily, very happily. He was just singing the names of the Lord. Now the message went to his parents. His mother told Tukaram's father, let you go and bring your child back. So then he went to school. He said, oh master, please send my child. So then he said, basically at that time the Brahmanas were considered very learned, and the one who does not learn, who are like, I mean, just like farmers, and who don't study Vedas, they are called buffaloes. Okay, so he said, you are a buffalo. So then he chastised him. So the Tukaram's father said, okay, I am a buffalo, my son is also a buffalo, now please tell me where is my buffalo. So then the master said, because he must be sitting in Vithala's temple, just telling the names of Vithala or Hari. So then the Tukaram's father, he went, and in those days there was no light in the evening, no tube lights, no light, nothing, no electricity. So at that time, this hardly there was light, even in the temple, there was not much light. So then this father, he went and he collected Tukaram from the temple, and he went back home. So like this, Tukaram was engaged only in singing the names of the Lord. So he didn't go to school, he did not study, he was saying only the names of the Lord. So one day what happened, two Brahmanas came to Tukaram's house. In those days Brahmanas would never go to lower caste families. So then Tukaram said, how you came to our house? No, because we know Tukaram is he was only 7 years old at that time. They got two girls called Lakshmi, both were Lakshmi and they were 5 years old. They wanted to get Lakshmi married to Tukaram at that age. So then his father said, "Arey, Tukaram is not educated also. How you are getting married? No. He is a very great person. He is a very great devotee. We want our daughters to get married." So then Tukaram's wife said, and they chose one of the girls from that, and they made Lakshmi marry Tukaram. So now Tukaram would always jump and say, "Vittala, Vittala, Vittala." And Lakshmi would also say Rukmai, Rukmai, Rukmai. Rukmai means, Rukmini is called Rukmai in Marathi. So he would say Vittala, Vittala and jump. Always Vittala, Vittala, Vittala. And she would jump Rukmai, Rukmai, Rukmai. And they both were only jumping. And no, they were not worried about chapati, bhaji, nothing. His mother, she, in those days, you know, they cook chapatis like this. I don't know whether you are aware of that. They do like this and they put like that. So this that they used to use as a music, because he used to say Vittala, 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 Vittala. So that was as a kartal for them. That time no kartal, they didn't have kartal. So that, you know what is kartal, no? Which I play, this is kartal. So there was no kartal, so they were using that music as kartal. And he was jumping Vittala, 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 and she was saying Rukmani, Rukmani, Rukmani. So this way they were saying. But one day what happened, this Lakshmi, due to some reason, she expired. She died. So the mother-in-law, because she loved Lakshmi so much, so in separation of Lakshmi, even she died in some few days, maybe some 15 to 20 days, she also died. Now the father of Tukaram came and he saw that his wife had expired. So he was feeling very sad in separation of his wife. Now who will make rotis for me? And he was thinking of the roti, and even he also expired. So now Tukaram was all alone. But he was Vittala, 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 Vittala. He was always thinking of Vittala. Now he started gradually growing up. That time, suddenly in Indriyani river, the whole river started drying up. There was no water in Indriyani river. No water means what? No food for anyone. Everyone started starving. No grains in the village. At that time, one Brahmana came to Tukaram's house and he got his daughter called Jijabai. And this Jijabai is a different character. So he got her to the house of Tukaram, and he requested Tukaram to marry Jijabai, and he would give a bag full of grains. At that time, there was no grain in the village. But the Brahmana said, you marry my daughter, I will give you a bag full of grain. Actually, Tukaram was not interested at all in all these things because he was always taking the names of Vittala, Vittala, Vittala. But since they said, okay, he got some married and Jijabai was staying in their house. And Jijabai was, her mother had given her one instruction. And what was the instruction? That your husband, he will never eat. He is like a child. So you have to cook and you have to feed him, and that is your only duty. So she took it so much to the heart that her duty was only one thing, making rotis and giving him to Tukaram. If he doesn't eat, feeding him in his mouth. Her duty was that the belly of Tukaram was filled. The stomach of Tukaram is filled. That was her only duty. So every day she would only do chapatis, and she would, and if sometimes Tukaram, he would go outside. But sometimes Tukaram, in just thinking of Vittala, Vittala, he would just go outside. So she would go outside and she would catch this in her hand. You know what? The one with which you make chapatis, your mother makes, na? Yeah, whatever it is. So she was catching that and she said, you better go inside. She was treating him like a child almost, because he was always singing the names of the Lord. Then Tukaram went inside and he was just saying, now years passed, he had 4 children with Jijabai. And one thing is, this Jijabai was so much devoted to her husband, she would make chapatis for her husband and morning and night. But if she makes for herself, the grains will finish. No, that is why she would not cook for him, for herself. You know what she would do? After Tukaram finishes the chapatis in his plate, she would take the plate and she would wash it so nicely with so much of water, and that water she would drink. And she would just lie down and she would tell to Tukaram, you just tell the names of Vittala, I like to hear that. You tell all the kirtans and I will hear that. So that much only she would do. She would never eat. So then like this, the days continued. They had 4 children by Krishna's grace. And all the 4 boys, they will also not go to school. When Tukaram would jump Vittala, 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 even they would jump Vittala, 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 Vittala. So all of them, the whole family was just jumping Vittala, 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 Vittala. So then like this gradually passed. One day Jijabai saw the grain, the box. There was not a single grain in the house. Once what happened, this Tukaram, many times he would tell his wife, he would feel bad actually. He would say, the whole village is starving. How can I eat chapatis? At that time, Jijabai would say, it's okay, we'll close the door, you eat chapatis. That is how she would say. But he would feel bad because he had concern for everyone. Now, all the grains was finished in the house. So, Jijabai told Tukaram, see, there is no grain in the house. How the children will eat? So, then Tukaram said, oh, I have to do something. Then Jijabai thought, oh, I have done a good job. Now, Tukaram has improved. You know what he said? Now, I have to go and fulfill the desire of the Lord. Why there is no water in the village? Why everyone is starving? Because they are not taking the names of Krishna. They are not turning themselves to Krishna. So, I have to teach them Krishna consciousness. So then Jijabai thought, oh, what I was going to teach him? He didn't this thing. So then Tukaram, he went outside. He was taking the names of Vittala, Vittala. He went through the village. It was very dark. He went walking through. Then he went to Chandrabhaga river. Walking, taking the names of Vittala. He went to Chandrabhaga river. Then he went to the Lord. And that is how in the starting I told, he went and he took instructions from the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself instructed Tukaram, that you go and make everyone take the names of the Lord. So then Tukaram, when he came outside, Narada Muni came there. Narada Muni came and he gave a tambura to him, similar like him. You know tambura?
Yes.
Huh? It's an instrument. So he gave it to Tukaram. So Tukaram was having tambura and he was always chanting the names of Krishna. And he was going out in all the villages. He made everyone chant the names of the Lord. Whoever he met, everyone started chanting the names of the Lord. So at that time, everyone became happy. Why anyone is sad? Whenever you are sad, you know, just take the names of the Lord. You'll become very happy. That is the only thing which will give you happiness. So then he took Veena and he started preaching everywhere. Then Jijabai came to know that Tukaram is coming back. Almost 4 years he was out. Jijabai came to know Tukaram is coming and he is preaching the glories of the Lord. So Jijabai went and she told Tukaram, please come home back. I'll give you rotis and chapatis. So then Tukaram said, no, I have to preach. But then she said, you preach, but my duty is to serve you. See, Rukmini is serving Vitthala. Same way, I have to serve you. You come back home. So anyway, Tukaram, he came back home. And when he came back home, hundreds of people collected in his house. Because they came to know the glory of Tukaram. Tukaram is preaching the names of the Lord everywhere and everyone is becoming happy. And because Tukaram was preaching, the whole Indriyani river, all water came and everyone was happy. Everyone was getting enough grains. All were happy. So now Tukaram, he was preaching. Some Brahmanas came and told him, you are not talking about Vedas. You are not talking about Upanishads. Only telling the names of the Lord. So Tukaram used to say, all the Upanishads, all the Vedas are there in one name of Vitthala. Just tell the names of Vitthala. So then they all said, oh. So like that when he would preach, you know, the Lord Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Sometimes Tukaram would preach, hundreds of people would collect around his, when he would preach. So then he would say that all the Vedas, all the Upanishads, everything is there in one name of Vitthala. Just take the name of Vitthala. Somebody from the back would say, yes, yes, just take my name. And everyone would observe who it is. And it was Vitthala. The Lord himself would come to hear what Tukaram would speak. Not only that, when Tukaram would sing, everyone would dance. What Vitthala would do, you know, he would walk on the shoulders of everyone. Everyone would feel someone is walking on them. It was the Lord himself. Lord Vitthala was walking on everyone when Tukaram would sing the kirtans. So this is how Lord Vitthala would reciprocate with Tukaram. Should I continue?
Yes.
So then one day what happened? Tukaram, he went outside. So the landlord, he gave him some sugar cane. So he got some sugar cane. While coming, many children were there. He started distributing all the sugar cane to everyone. And then only one sugar cane was left. Yeah. He came home back. The wife said, what is this? In our house there is no sugar cane. We have four children here. You gave all the sugar cane to everyone. What about us? So she got so angry. Many times, as I told you, she would beat her husband. Because he was, I mean, for her, that only mentality her parents had given. So she took that sugar cane. She bit him at the back. And she made it into 6 pieces. You know what Tukaram said? Hey, you have such a kind heart. I got only one sugar cane. You made it into 6 pieces so that everyone will get. You are so kind. You have such a kind heart. This is how Tukaram told her. So then, after that, once it was declared that Aurangzeb, he had sent hundreds of soldiers behind Shivaji. He had sent thousands of soldiers and he told that wherever you see Shivaji, chop his head off. So that is why that was the instruction given. So all and it was in Pandharpur. Tukaram was leading the kirtan and hundreds of people had collected. In that Shivaji came disguised. You know, disguised, he came in the form of a woman. He changed the dress so that no one will recognize him. So then Shivaji came there and he had tears in his eyes. He told to Tukaram, please protect me, please save me. So Tukaram, he went to Vitthala. He said, oh Lord, you are the protector. Please protect this protector. Because Shivaji was protecting so many people. So he went and told, you please protect this protector. So then Shivaji, what did he do? When Tukaram was leading the kirtan, all the Muslim soldiers came and they were catching everyone's head and said, are you Shivaji? Are you Shivaji? You are trying to catch. So then suddenly, one horse sound was heard. Somebody got in the horse and they started going very fast. So all the soldiers thought, this must be Shivaji. So they all ran behind Shivaji. And this person, he went through all, he crossed so far, far away, he went far, far, very far away, he led all the soldiers behind him. He went very far, he crossed Chandrabhaga river, he crossed everything, he went very far. And all the soldiers thought it was Shivaji. And after some time, that figure disappeared. It was Vitthala. This is how Vitthala protected Shivaji. Now, the next day, Tukaram came to thank the Lord that you protected Shivaji. Thank you, my Lord. At that time, the Lord said, Tukaram, now your job is over. In 3 days, I will come and I will personally take you to Vaikuntha. Tukaram was very happy. The Lord is going to come to take me to Vaikuntha. So then he went and told everyone, you want to come to Vaikuntha, you come with me. I'll take you to Vaikuntha. 3 days, Vitthala is going to come and take me to Vaikuntha. So all said, to Vaikuntha? No, we don't want to come. Because they are foolish people. They didn't know the importance of Vaikuntha. He went to the pujari of the temple. Oh, you want to come to Vaikuntha? I'll take you to Vaikuntha. The Lord is going to come to take me to Vaikuntha. So he said, no. For me, people are giving me dakshina. I'm very happy with that. Let me be here. He went and told the Jijabai, you know, Vitala is going to come and take me to Vaikuntha. So then she said, what Vaikuntha? Okay, you go and come back. I'll keep rotis for you. He said, no, I'm not going to come back. I'm going to Vitala. So then it was beyond her understanding. So then after the 3 days, it was Ekadashi. Tukaram in the center of the city was doing such a big kirtan. Very big kirtan. Such a big kirtan, the Lord came. And Tukaram was just singing loudly the names of the Lord. And he told everyone, Vitala is here. Please catch my hands. I am going to Vaikuntha. You come with me. I will take you to Vaikuntha. No one was ready to catch the hands of Tukaram. They thought Tukaram is a fool. But they didn't know. They are fools. Tukaram was singing so nicely. After some time, his Tambura got disappeared. He just went to Vaikuntha. Tambura went to Vaikuntha. After some time, the Lord holding the hand of Tukaram, he took Tukaram to Vaikuntha. Shri Tukaram ki?
Yes.
Shri Vitthala ki?
Yes.
So if anyone takes the name of Vitthala, he will go back home, back to Godhead. And he will be very happy over there. Okay?